This is Lauren Schwab standing with John Elliott of Gleaners Food Bank. Can you tell me what it means for you to be able to have FFA members here today unloading the donation from Tyson Foods?
Well, it actually means more than one thing for Gleaners. First of all, it's a great chance to get protein donated into 21 Indiana counties for hungry Hoosiers. And this more than 30,000 pounds of protein is really translates to 50,000 meals or more for hungry Hoosiers. So it's a great opportunity, and we can't do all of this work without volunteers. But FFA in particular is a wonderful program. They invest in career exploration and leadership development and community service. And it's really reassuring to see them here volunteering. They set a great example for other young people.
Could you tell me maybe your continued goals for Gleaners, what support you hope to get in the future?
Well, we wake up every morning trying to figure out how we're going to get done that day's share of more than 30 million meals a year, and that's just our 21 counties. So it's a bit of a daunting challenge, and it takes actually more than 30,000 volunteers a year to get that done, plus the staff. So volunteers are critical. There's more work effort actually done by volunteers than by staff.
So if someone wants to get involved and help with Gleaners Food Bank, how can they do that?
Well, there's a variety of ways. The most obvious or easiest way is to donate funds that we can then turn around to buy food. And we buy food through generous food manufacturers at below market price. So that's one. They can certainly donate food either directly to us, to a local pantry, or through a food retailer that supports us like Kroger or Walmart or Marsh or so on. And actually we're in the season, so it's easily done. But if they want to come and volunteer, they can do that as well. All the options are pretty well laid out on gleaners.org.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it. This is Lauren Schwab, FFA Today.